With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Having surrounded Gaza City, Israeli troops are set to go in a drive to smash Hamas once and for all. The Israelis have also severed the northern Gaza Strip from the rest of the territory. America's top diplomat winding up his Mideast tour as the U.S. tries to keep the Israel-Hamas conflict from escalating.
As the strikes against Hamas targets continue in Gaza, Secretary of State Antony Blinken was visiting Middle East leaders, calling for a humanitarian pause to get hostages released and humanitarian aid to Gaza. But in a surprise meeting in Baghdad with the leader of Iraq, Blinken warned against militants stepping up drone attacks against U.S. forces in the Middle East.
Don't do it.
Earlier, Blinken met with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, envisioning a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian crisis.
Palestinian voices have to be at the center of that.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNNews.com, Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel says President Biden is doing poorly in critical swing states. She cites new polls from the New York Times and Siena College.
They're scared. He's a terrible candidate for president, even though he is an incumbent president. His poll numbers are terrible. He's losing significantly in a matchup with former President Trump in five battleground states.
McDaniel talking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Former President Trump has started testifying in a civil fraud lawsuit accusing him of dramatically inflating his net worth. Mr. Trump says a New York City trial purely political, and he says the presiding judge is clearly biased against him. On Wall Street, stocks modestly higher this hour. The Dow was up 30 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index, 40 points higher. This is SRN News. A big campaign to help the homeless is underway in Colorado.
The Denver Mattress Company will donate $15 for every mattress it sells in November to CityGate Network, an association of just over 300 Christian homeless shelters across the country. The company will do a dollar-for-dollar match in each sale of up to $150,000. CityGate Rescue Missions provide food and shelter to homeless people, as well as share the gospel with them. They also help with drug treatment and job training. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Biden's reelection campaign outlining a plan to retain the White House by framing the 2024 race around many of the same themes it used in 2020, abortion and transgenderism. A strategy memo obtained by the AP indicates that the Biden campaign intends to basically present the same message it did 4 years ago and assumes that former President Trump will be Mr. Biden's opponent. This is SRN News. Well, there's a sweet treat recall.
The FDA received reports of at least seven illnesses in five states linked to lead-tainted pouches of apple cinnamon fruit puree marketed for children. Schnucks Markets and Weis Market announced recalls of their cinnamon applesauce products because they may contain high levels of lead. Parents and caregivers should not buy or serve the cinnamon applesauce pouches. Lead is toxic to people of all ages, but it can be especially harmful to children. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Promoting a big cash infusion for Amtrak, President Biden is off to an Amtrak maintenance facility in Bear, Delaware today, announcing more than $16 billion in new funding that will go for 25 passenger rail projects between Boston and D.C. His remarks to be delivered at the Amtrak Bear maintenance shops where the trains are maintained and repaired. The White House says all that money will help the trains run faster and will create union jobs. SRNNews.com.